Do your part, people. Find your path. Find your passion and bring it out. Bring it out for the rest of the world to see. Bring it out for the rest of the world to partake of it. For the rest of the world to experience. Bring it out. And you'll be surprised. The one thing that you bring to the world may be the one thing that the world needs. But if you remain closed off and in the shell of a scared person, fragile and unable to accept who you are and what life and reality really is, until you can do that, you're no use to anyone, not even yourself. Why not yourself? Because you already know, I've spoken about it already. When we aren't being our true selves, when we aren't doing what we're supposed to be doing, we are unfulfilled. We get depressed. We have anxiety. We have all of these negative things. And when we're in these modes, we can't do anything for ourselves. When you're depressed, you just want to lay in the bed and not do anything or not be around people. So how is that productive in any way? If you're anxious, you're making decisions that may not be good for the whole or even for yourself. You're at a disadvantage psychologically when you're in these positions. So you can't really fully attend to everything that you need to in order to be operating optimally. So when you're not doing what you need to do for yourself. And then you're not doing everything that you need to for everyone else. This includes your family, your household, whatever, your close friends, those relationships, as well as work. You don't love your job, of course, so you're going to go to work and you're going to be an angry person. You're going to be late every day. You're going to not perform at your highest. So all of these things affect everyone. When all you have to do is just reach inside, dig deep, and pull that shit out. And stop condemning yourself because you're condemning yourself. You're condemning yourself because you're condemning yourself. All of these things. Stop. Just stop. Take a moment and pull out your passion and you focus on that passion and you build and cultivate that passion and you bring that passion out into the world for the world to benefit from it too. You are benefiting from finally being within your authenticity, being your authentic self, and the world benefits because your unique talent now is affecting the world in the way that it's needed. Everyone is happy and it takes almost no effort to do any of that. It's just a matter of just changing our thought processes and diverting the actions from the bad shit to the good shit. You're not really doing anything more than you already are doing. You may even be doing less because it really is less work for you to do what you're supposed to be doing here. That's how you were built. When you're born, you have all of the tools. It's like doing an oil change. If you have tools to do brakes only, you're not going to be able to accomplish that oil change. You can do the brakes, but the brakes didn't need to be changed. They were just changed 5 minutes ago. So you just changed the brake twice for no reason, which was a waste of money. And it's just all of these things that fall into that. Look at an example. This is what we're doing with our wives. You had to get the skills and everything to learn how to properly change brakes. The time and the resources, all of those things went into you changing brakes. When everything that's within you, all your skills, your tools, everything that you have, your resources, was for you to do an oil change. So now, what's going on? You have a car with really good brakes, but it doesn't run because it's all sludged over. It has oil in it that's never been changed. So you can't drive the car and you can't go anywhere. So now what? You're sitting here frustrated because now you have to possibly buy a new engine. You have no transportation. Like, there's so many things that go into you not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Let's look at it from the perspective of you actually doing it. You do the oil change. Great. You saved money now because you didn't spend extra money on brake pads and rotors and whatever other parts you probably purchased. You don't have to lug around heavier tools that are required to do brake work. You also have transportation to use, obviously, because the engine oil is fresh, car runs optimally, and you can go everywhere that you need to go freely. No issues. Just throw some gas in it and keep going. And that's the equivalent of continuing to grow, cultivating whatever that passion or skill is or talent, as we naturally do, just like whatever you do, you have maybe seminars, forums, things like that to keep you up on your skill. Same thing. It's really no additional effort. Again, it may be less. So we need to start doing what we're here to do. because we're doing a whole lot of nothing right now, if you think about it. The fastest way to get anywhere is in a straight line. It's an old adage, but simple math. If I'm going across the street, I'm not going to go down the street, cross at the crosswalk, and come back up just to go directly across the street. Same thing. We're doing too much, and it's unnecessary to get to the same end. And that's part of it, too. Like, what happens when we do too much in life, when we're doing too much in work or whatever in the house, or you get tired, you get worn out. And that's when we develop, again, all of these ailments, physical ailments, mental. All of these things arise. It just causes more frustration when, again, we simply could just go directly to the point. So I want you to think about these examples. Apply them however you need to for your life and whatever it is you feel in your heart you need to do. Whatever that looks like, whatever your thing is, pull that shit out. Let's do it. All of us can get together and help each other. I don't understand why that's hard. Like, we already have support systems for everything else. Hey, you want to go to the bar? Sure. Why can't those be the same motherfuckers that you work with to build each other up? When we go to the bar, let's talk about what we're doing for our goals. Do something like that. Shit, if you want to go to the bar, okay. At least let it be productive. Don't have drunken conversations about nothing. Sure, throw that in there. Let that be to unwind. But as soon as that's done, get into those conversations like, hey, what's your passion? What do you need to do? You never know. Whomever is in your support system and your network, your circle, those people may have the resources for you to move to that talent, to move into the right direction that you need to go. You never fucking know. Because again, what? We're a human. This is humanity. We're interdependent and we're all reliant on everyone, each and every one of us. And people that are in our lives are there for a reason. Everyone. So tap that shit. Tap into why people are there. Friends, family, whomever. Why these people are in your life. Because they could be for that specific reason. The whole oil change example, person may be the one to collect the dirty oil for you. The other person may be the one to pour the oil once you're done. Another person may be the supplier of the oil and the filter. But you won't know until you put that out there. This is what we all need to do. We should do these check-ins instead of just talking and gossiping. Plenty of people have friends night or something that they do every week, or they get on and chat with people, do Zoom calls or meetings or whatever. Like, whatever it is that you do, whatever you do with your people in your circle or network, whatever, start doing that. Just add that. Like, y'all motherfuckers talking, gossiping about every other motherfucking thing. Talk about that. Check in with each other. Hey, so have you thought about what your talent is? Give each other homework. Like, whatever it is, make it fun, but just do it. I don't give a shit how you do it. Just do it. Just giving you ideas. But it needs to happen. Everyone is charged with this. Everyone. No one is immune. Everyone has this to do. We all do. I still have a lot that I need to do. It's still along these lines of helping people, but there are other things that I need to do to reach people. And I'm going to do those things that I may need help of other people to do. And then in turn, at the same time, I can also be used to the people that have helped me through this process. We all are here to help each other, to help the rest of the world. So stop thinking like an individual and start thinking a person that's part of a team, because we all are. When you're on a team, your teammates aren't going to let you drag yourself down. They aren't going to let you tear away at who you are. They're going to build you up. You don't see people tearing each other down on basketball, football teams, whatever sport you like. You don't see them doing that. They're helping each other. Everyone is pitching in and doing their part. Everyone has their position to play. It's the same in life. Everyone has their position to play. Allow them to play those positions. That may be their specific job here. Again, it's all connected. They're doing their job. Their job is to help someone outside of themselves. But in order for them to do that, they have to do the things that they need to do to get there and build that. So allow that to happen. Find yourself. Find that thing, your passion, and bring it out to the world. We need you. We all need each other. But we can't get there if some of us are not willing to put in that work in our team. Just remember, you are needed and you are loved.